greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
It is the Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, fire up a smoker, because if it's like my place, you might have a few people coming over for the big game this weekend. We got the Super Bowl of grilling that we're going to be talking about today. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, what's going to be cooking tomorrow? That's the big key here. Super Absolutely. Bowl food is on the menu, and we got a menu here stacked and packed, ready to get your grill jacked and get you ready for the big game. It's going to be just a fantastic afternoon. I can't wait. I've got my beers all picked out. I got my food all scoped. Did some shopping earlier this week, and I'm stoked. Because come Monday morning, I'm back on an airplane, and that's not fun. The fun part's on the grill in my back deck.
Absolutely. I should probably mention to you that welcome back. You're back in the chair after taking a little week-and-a-half-long trip.
Well, thank you.
And we talked a little bit about that. But
you were talking behind my back, I heard.
Yeah, I was, maybe a little bit. And Chaz might have left me a case or two of beer when he was here. And I suppose now that I've outed myself, I got to bring some of it over. So yeah,
that always seems to happen when I'm gone. I hear about beer after the fact.
Cry me a river. Always happens when you're not around, right? Yeah. I don't think so. No, he dropped a couple cases, so we'll make sure that I bring that over and share it. I may even be on your back deck tomorrow for the game, because...
Well, that sounds like an invite.
Yeah, or I might have just invited myself. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I haven't been to Schmoe's in a while. You tried some new stuff on the tap there.
We did, and Chaz was making the Dark Side of Wheat was a new Star Wars themed beer that he made. And
I thought it was Pink Floyd.
Right, yeah, he's got some of that too, but... Anyway, it's still on tap there, and it tastes pretty good, but it's just only on tap. He didn't put that one out in the bottle, so you got to go hit it. And just kudos to Chaz for sitting in and filling a chair while you were out making some money.
Yeah, and it's pretty tempting, because when I come home, when you land in the Grand Rapids Airport, as I want to shoot off to Lowell, I go right by there, and right. I'm always tempted to beeline in, but I'm friggin' beat, you know. By then, I'm just wanting to get home.
Yeah,
sitting exactly. In these. I got to give a little bit of credit to the airlines, though, especially Delta right now. I just did some Delta flying, and the seats seemed a little bigger than a couple years. I've kind of boycotted them for a while, and I think they outfitted their planes. They're much more comfortable.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's that Snap Fitness membership that you have, and you're not as wide body as you used to be.
Maybe. Well, I'd like to think so, but I do see the American carriers stepping up just a little bit. They seem to, compared to 3 years ago, it was just really, really bad. You know, everybody smelled like sardines.
Yeah, we shot out to Vegas a couple weeks ago for a trade show, and on the way out there, this had never happened to me before, but we got in the air, and the pilot comes on, and he says, and we're going from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Vegas, right? Non-stopper in one of the littler, smaller planes. There was three on either side of the aisle, right? I don't know what it was. But anyway, we get up. We've been in the air about 45 minutes, and he comes on, and he says, attention, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be stopping in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for a fuel stop. And I'm like, we just left the ground. Must be they were out of gas in Grand Rapids. And he goes on to say, no. He said, we're experiencing much stronger headwinds than we thought, and our calculations show we might not have enough fuel to get there. And I'm like, well, that's some damn good thinking right there, that put this thing down and gas her up, boss, because I don't want to just glide into Vegas when we get there, you know?
Well, that Common Core math's already taken effect. It's ruining our air travel.
Yeah. So anyway, but it was like we wheeled down. We hit the ground. We weren't on the ground 15 minutes. These they filled us up and we were off again.
I used to have an airplane fly in front of me and it would drop a boom down and just fuel us mid-flight.
Yeah, right. Well, I've seen that on on you military types, but I've never experienced it.
Dude, I had a great time in Sacramento. I was at Atlantic City was a lot of fun, and we've got an interview coming up here from that trip. But I spent last weekend in Sacramento, and I never ever thought I'd meet people that were as fervent grillers as they are in Northern California. These people, we had this giant booth of grills and hot tubs and fire pits, outdoor kitchens. You'd have been in heaven, man. All I could think of is you would have been going ape in this place. These people grill. Some guys say they grill every night, and I know that can't be possible.
Well,
but,
sure.
But a lot of them would say, I grill four nights a week. They just knew that number.
Right.
It's their routine. Because it's so nice all the time, and they love to grill. And smokers, grills, just, man, that's our market right there. We've got to get this show there. And I met all sorts of people that, because they ran a bunch of ads before the show, this company that brought me in called California Backyards ran a bunch of ads, and they had my picture in the paper and all this. I was like King Tut. So all these people were coming up to the booth.
No. That's the 50-mile briefcase rule. If you're from more than 50 miles away and you got a briefcase, you're an expert.
I didn't bring a briefcase.
Yeah, right. Okay, or a set of tongs in your case.
I didn't wear that either. So these people were coming up, and they were adamant about proving how ardent of grillers they were. It was just... very
did
cool.
You do any grilling, or did you just talk
about it?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, grilled on a Sapphire.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Because Sapphire was there, too.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Great, Benson himself.
Great company that's supporting our GI barbecue and helped us out with that.
He did. And the Sapphire grills were selling. Like, there was a ton of interest. We sold some, but just lots of people don't come to that to buy. They come to get informed. And they were flocked around a few key items. I'd have to say that the Delta Heat stainless built-in was the next biggest.
Okay, and when you say stainless built-in, is it just a gas grill?
You call it a head. It's the grill that you mount in an island.
Okay, yep, and we use those when we build our outdoor kitchens. Exactly,
but Delta Heat, man, that baby's nice. Now the Fire Magic was by far the glitziest and most glamorous, but it was also like $7,000. This Delta Heat you could get into for like $4,000.
Right.
Didn't have all the lights and all the bells and whistles, but real beefy unit, nice burners.
Was there an infrared side on that, or was it
all? All of them, had that availability.
Yeah.
But it's the old school infrared.
Okay.
So it's good. It's good for the way they do it. And that Fire Magic, those burners are so powerful, you don't even need infrared. A dude cranks at like 700 grill temp.
Yeah, it's a piece of equipment you have to learn how to grill on. I used a DCS, which is a competing brand, but got that over at Garrett's Appliance in Grand Rapids and put it in an outdoor kitchen. And the first time I cooked on it, things were getting done about 30% faster than I thought they would when I was trying to teach the guy how to use it. And it was like, well, wait. The teacher needs a lesson.
Because, it's on fire, Joppy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Is that steak supposed to be that black? Yeah, not.
Yeah, it's part of the presentation.
Yeah. Well, just flip it over, right? I'm just.
It should be burning when it hits the plate.
Right.
We heard you like that, Joppy.
Yeah, but anyway, but no, the more commercial type or the built-in grills are generally more powerful, and it's just one of those things you have to learn. Any piece of equipment that you get, you have to take time, and you're going to mess a couple things up. Start with a $3 burger rather than a $23 porterhouse, and just get a feel for how it works, because it's just one of those things you got to do, man.
Yeah, so my point about that whole area up there, I guess to surmise it, would be we're going to be in that marketplace because we've got interest from a station and sponsors out there right now, so get ready to pack your bags.
Right. We're going to go to Cali, baby, up in wine country.
And that's where gold was discovered, and then just an hour and a half away is Napa Valley.
Right.
So, oh, dude, I drank some great wines out there.
Oh, I bet you did.
Unbelievable cabs.
Yeah. Well, speaking of great things, we're going to be doing some great grill snacks for the game. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Make sure you stick with us because you're going to want to hear about these Super Bowl snacks. We'll be back. Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man.
The grilling guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob. Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Ooh, that's a good tune, Fong, man, bringing us back with a little motivation. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking a little bit, no, a lot, about the Super Bowl and the snacks and the grilling that you might be doing, or rather you should be doing, on your back deck. In the first segment, I invited myself over to Barbecue Bob's for the game, so that means I'm going to be the grill bitch, and everybody needs one.
No, wait a minute. I didn't say you could come.
Yeah.
So don't be assuming here.
Right.
Well, I might be gone.
Right, yeah. I'll bring my gloves and my apron, and then I know I can fit in because it just leave me out there on the deck. While I go in and make sure the snacks are appropriately displayed, Jop will finish up on the grill. That's how that one's going to go. But anyway, no, we're looking forward to doing some cool stuff on the grill. And the first one, Barbecue Bob, is chicken sticks. What are you talking about there, man?
Just, you know, a little skewer with some nice little pieces of boneless chicken thigh marinated on a stick, whether you want to put pineapple or onion or tomatoes or anything with it. If you're doing the big snack thing around the table, it's really finger food, right? Because everybody's mm-hmm. reaching in. Like, we have this giant cocktail table, and we just, you've been there, you load it up with food, and everybody just kind of takes what they want when they want. And something on a stick like that, small, is really nice and handy. So marinated chicken thighs on a skewer, and there's a million things you can put them in. You can do it as simple as zesty Italian.
Right, little teriyaki. Try a maple syrup. Drizzle a little maple syrup over them, too. It kind of candies that chicken a little bit, depending on if you had, like, pineapple.
Do it at
or
the finish, you mean?
Yeah. But those...
Yeah, you could do Italian dressing marinade and then finish them off with a sweet, so you'd have sweet and sour.
Right, exactly. And when you're doing the skewers, you know what? Cook them. You can cook the longer ones, like the 8-inch ones, but just have a piece of a pair of kitchen scissors. Wow, is that hard to say. A pair of kitchen scissors and cut them in half, and then you got twice as many people can have one. And it's not about a meal anyway. It's just exactly what you talked about. It's just a snack.
That's right. And then, of course, I think it wouldn't be the Super Bowl if you didn't have wings.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to do wings. Yep. You know, you can grill them, you can smoke them, you can deep fry them, you can fry them, bake them. Shoot, they're always going to be good. The key to wings is making sure they're extra well done.
Right.
Because they're...
No blood around.
They got
the
membrane and all this stuff in them, and they've got enough fat in them that, you know, if you process them properly, cut the tips off, and you have your two nice parts, marinate them for a good day in whatever you're going to put them in, and just, you know, make sure they're super well done. They'll take a beating.
Yeah, they will. And that's the cool part about doing them on a smoker is that you're doing them low and slow anyway, and you got a couple-hour period where you're not going to be – once you get them to temperature, and that temperature is about 165 degrees with your ThermoPen or other digital thermometer, but once you get them to temperature, you're not going to hurt them if you leave them on a low heat for a couple hours.
No.
They'll be just fine. Now, one of my favorite things to do with chicken wings is a Memphis rub, and that's got a little bit of citrus in it. And there's any number of them out there. Pig's Ass makes one that's a Memphis rub that's really good. But
just, I think you just like swearing on it.
I've said it twice right now, yeah. But my point is that Memphis rub on there, and it's a dry rub.
Yep.
Put that on there and let that cook down, and you'll really enjoy the flavor.
It kind of depends on if you want to have your wings dry or sauce, too.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal. There's all kinds of, like, Original Wand makes that dipping sauce, so you can just put a bowl. You can pull your wings out, and you can just dip them before you put them on the plate. Big Bob Gibson, he has that white sauce from Alabama.
Oh, the mayonnaise-based stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and what you do is right off the grill, you just dip it and put it on the platter, and it kind of cooks the sauce off as it steams away on the platter. There's all sorts of ways you can do stuff like that. One of the things I love is either rumaki or the Hawaiian chicken gizzard wraps. I tend to like the Hawaiian style a little better. And basically, it's a chicken liver.
Liver or gizzard?
Liver, I know I did.
Okay.
Chicken liver. And
it's still guts.
It's
gizzard, livers.
It's an organ, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a chicken liver and a piece of pineapple.
But I don't want to eat that either.
Piece of pineapple, and then you wrap it in bacon, and you grill it, and you poke a cherry on it, and then you pour some sweet and sour, some Chinese sweet and sour sauce on it. Unbelievable.
So let me understand this. I got a chicken liver, I got a piece of pineapple, I got a piece of bacon.
And cherry.
And a cherry.
Yep.
And I cook all of that.
Yep.
And then what do I pour over the top of it? Sweet and sour?
Yeah, Chinese sweet and sour. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful presentation. And until you eat one, reserve your comment.
Because I can. We're doing that tomorrow?
I don't know where you'll be tomorrow. It sure won't be at my house. So you'll probably never try one. The other thing is a rumaki. And a rumaki is the same thing, except you use a water chestnut. And then you put a teriyaki sauce on it.
As opposed to the liver? Or
Nope. You just swap out the pineapple for water chestnut.
Oh, okay. So you're still doing chicken livers.
You're still doing chicken livers. And I know it sounds weird and gross, but trust me, when you put these veggies and fruits around it and wrap it in bacon, it's freaking crazy.
You know, the Super Bowl, another thing about it is it's a time you can get out your grill gadgets. And
yeah.
You can have some fun.
Because you
got to
show
that.
Off a little
right.
bit.
Right. And you got a long time. I mean,
so,
if
like your jalapeno stands
right.
and all that stuff.
And what I was thinking about is the meatball rack.
Yeah.
That you have. And it's like a little clam clasp. It's all wire mesh. And you make some meatballs in there, and it snaps at a hinge, and then you clamp it down.
Do you have one?
I do. And
I don't think I do.
Yeah, well, maybe I got yours. I don't know.
I thought I had a stainless one.
Oh, mine's a wire mesh. Yeah. It's not stainless. Yeah. But anyway, make up your meatballs about golf ball size. Put them in this thing, and you can grill meatballs. And it's kind of cool because it crisps them up on the outside. They're not deep fried.
You get that charbroil flavor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everything on the grill is better. You know what's cool on the grill? If you have a pizza stone, is nachos.
Oh, yeah.
They're let's break that down.
Pizza stone's a little unique. There aren't a lot of guys that have one. I mean, I've got one, you've got one, but we do this, right?
I bet your wife has one if you don't have one.
Right. A pizza stone, yep. Which is what? Just a piece of
ceramic. Yeah, it's a ceramic round plate. And with this, I would say you don't have to do like you do with the pizza where you heat the stone up. I just take them and I build them on the stone, and I put the whole thing on the grill on a high heat. And I just roast it as fast as I can. And the cheese picks up a little bit of that smokiness if your grill has a nice patina. So, you know, you get a nice flavor off it. And
if it hasn't been cleaned and you get a little
smoke. Well, that's you should never clean a grill.
Right, yeah.
You just
burn it off.
You just scrape it and burn it. Yeah, right. Never, ever, ever. Yeah. So, yeah, of course, that's your patina. That's where you're picking up all your character.
Right. And it's charred character, so you're not worried about bacteria and things in there, because once you get it above 140, everything gets cooked off anyway. So
we've all picked up characters from time to time.
Yes, we have.
And I got another thing that's perfect for Super Bowl. And find yourself a nice Middle Eastern restaurant and get some fried kibbeh, because they're shaped like a football, and they're basically ground lamb pine nuts with a little wheat germ coating. They're fantastic. It's a total protein munch, and it just looks like a football. In our family, we call them footballs. My wife's half Lebanese, and we don't call them kibbeh anymore. We call them footballs.
Footballs. Okay. But, no, I've had those there, and they're good. And you dip those in like a yogurt right?
Yeah, yogurt.
Yogurt dressing.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. But that's regional, but you're right. They look exactly like a little football when you eat them, and they're tasty.
It's regional, yeah, Middle Eastern.
Right. Well, it's a region of
Middle Eastern football.
Right, yeah.
Okay, we won't even touch that. So, yeah, so those are awesome. There's just a few things you can do.
Yeah, I noticed we had on there grilled stuffed dates. That's more around the holidays. But if you got some left over because the dates held off.
Oh, they do. They last forever. Like 5 years in your pantry.
Stuff them with some crumbled blue cheese. Wrap a piece of bacon around them. Turn those little buggers on the grill, because that bacon will catch on fire.
Real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Or if you don't want to put blue cheese in them, if that turns you off, put a pecan in them.
Oh, that's nutty, man. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob was out in Atlantic City, and he ran into a guy that has a chimichurri recipe that you're not going to want to miss. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Here comes old Rose. She's looking mighty fine. Here comes Hot Nancy. She's stepping right on.
Have you missed episodes of the Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With 3 locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6-packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, get out in your backyard. It's not too cold to fire up a grill, especially a smoker, because you can just set it and forget it and make some of those tasty chicken wings for the Super Bowl. And guess what, guys? You can make those ahead if you want and just heat them up the next day if you got limitations on your grill space. Those wings reheat really well. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're breaking down Super Bowl munchies. What's going on, man?
Yeah, going to be a great day tomorrow, and I can't wait to start getting on that grill and getting all my food done so I can sit down and watch a game. And yeah. I am going to have the best seat in the house.
That might be my savior to be able to invite myself over, is that you want to actually watch the game.
You're going
to
pound on this,
and
aren't
I'll you? Be out back cooking, and Bob will be yelling out scores to me as they have.
You know, the best part is I got a 60-inch TV now, and I just got an HD box for it, so I actually have HD on my satellite. I had the wrong box in there.
Welcome to the new millennium, bud.
Well, the guy put the HD in the basement because we had the big TV down there. And then when we got a new TV upstairs, we never swapped the boxes. So we were watching an okay picture before, and somebody picked up on it. And
now you're looking at
the
pores on their face,
man.
And beads of sweat, right?
So nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Well, riding the train from Philly to Atlantic City, I'm sitting next to this cat, and we're working on our computers, and we just started chatting about the show because it's obvious anybody going to AC that day is going to the show because we take over the town for the week. And he told me what he did. He's an IT guy, works for one of the big proprietary software companies that does POS stuff for our industry. And a real technical dude, real long hair, long Fu Manchu beard and everything. And so he tells me he's from Southern Cal, and he tells me he's Argentinian. And his name is Adrian Ampasta. And don't play any games with the name, Joppy. I know you're already trying to make a pasta joke here. He's a good guy.
He's an imposter.
See,
is
he
what he is.
Leave it alone. Good guy. So we got to talking about Argentinian asada, basically, that is what their grilling is. And I'm really into that. Because Big Paul, he's talked about it for so many years that I've never been to Argentina, you know, and I really want to go. So he's been down there. He's, or at least his family's from there, and he's got a lot of this stuff. So let's go out right now to this recorded interview from last week with Adrian. Here he is.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I am in New Jersey, and I have had a fantastic conversation with this fella named Adrian Ampasta, and he's of Argentinian heritage, and we're talking food. I'm so hungry, I haven't even eaten, but thanks for taking a minute to talk to me, Adrian.
No problem.
So tell me about this. Is it a marinade, chimichurri?
Chimichurri is a marinade. It can be used as a marinade. I try to explain it as how we use mayo, ketchup, and mustard, hot dogs, hamburgers, and things like that. Chimichurri can be done that way. In Argentina, they have sort of like, you know, like the street cars, like the vendors, food vendors that sell hot dogs, like we see in New York City sometimes. Well, they sell choripan, which is an Italian sausage with some cheese on it, but they put chimichurri on it as a topping. So it can be used that way too. What I use it for, I use it on my steaks. any beef that I do, I put chimichurri right on there.
When it's raw or when you're cooking it?
Either way, you can marinate in it. I like to use it after the meat's done or close to being done. I'll just spread it on there and let it sit there for a couple minutes, for a minute or two, and
so
just take it out.
Finishing sauce.
Finishing sauce, all exactly. Right. There's vinegar in there in the chimichurri, so it adds like a different type of flavor to it. It's just a really cool tasting thing. It's just not in America that we're not typically used to, because we just like to put barbecue sauce on meats and stuff like that. You can do it on pork. You can do it on fish. It's great with fish. Chicken, great with chicken.
So tell me, how do you make it?
So basically the base of it is a lot of parsley. So I chop up quite a bit of parsley, fine parsley. I use basil, a lot of basil, oregano, red pepper flakes, and then we add a little bit of red wine vinegar in there, and then a little bit of olive oil with it, and then lots of garlic. And if you go to a restaurant that sells chimichurri, you'll see it like in the paste, okay? So like they whip it up or whatever they do with it. It's a pasty, light green color. Traditionally, it's not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to see all the ingredients floating around in this, you know, olive oil, red wine or white wine vinegar mixture, and just get a brush and just brush it right on, and it's just an amazing thing. I do it for all of our potlucks that we do at work. I make this and it's done. It's empty by the time the potluck's over. You know, you can do it the way I serve for my potlucks. I do it with French bread. Okay, you can do it as a dipping sauce as well.
Okay, this is Barbecue Bob, and I'm actually on the train from Philly to Atlantic City. Adrian Ampasta is sitting by me, and we got to talk, and he's from Vancouver, Washington. We started off by talking about microbrews and, of course, the great state of Washington, and so we're swapping notes, and it worked all its way down into Argentina, and some of the stories Big Paulie tells us about in Argentina. But Adrian has his family's from Argentina, and the dude's a real foodie. So I'm just curious what other really cool, unique things in Argentina that they do for beef.
You know, just going back to from hearing stories and the way they cook down there, my uncles basically have a chain link fence in their backyard, put a bunch of wood and charcoal, and then just put like a slab of beef on the fence, let it cook for 8 hours. And it's just like marvelous. You look at Hawaiians when they cook whole pigs on the ground. Argentines, we cook whole pigs on the grill. Slow cook. My parents used to do that all the time. And what they used for the seasoning and the sauce, chimichurri. You know, it's just so much. It's not so much what they put on there. It's more the techniques. And how they cooked the beef and what different types of beef that they cook. Because it's not a lot of, you know, what we have, ribeyes, porterhouses, T-bones, New Yorks. They're more skirt steak, which is entraña, which is not the most tenderest cuts of beef. But if you cook it right and keep the fatty membrane on top of it, which turns into like a crispy crust, it's just, cook it rare, medium rare, is just phenomenal. A lot of flank steak, a lot of what we call vacío is on there. Entraña, well, I've already said that, but just a lot of different types of things that they use. That this blood sausage is another one. So there's a lot of different cuts of beef that, you know, I don't think a lot of Americans are exposed to. I know there's, and especially where I live in Portland and in Vancouver, there's a lot of Argentine food trucks that start up, but they go out of business quick. People aren't educated on that type of style of cuisine, but when they taste it, I mean, it's awesome.
I'm so hungry, I can't stand it. Well, okay, again, it's Adrian Ampasta, and he's a senior support specialist for Evisus, and it's a software firm. He'll have a booth right near mine in Atlantic City, and we'll have to find the time to go out and grab a steak.
And also, too, if anyone's interested in the recipe for the chimichurri, I have it down in email. I can forward it to you, and you can post it up any way you want to do it.
That's a deal. All right. A new entry into our recipe book, a little Argentinian cooking. That's awesome. Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was. The guy sounds like he's got it going on.
Oh, the dude grills all the time. He lives up in Oregon now, as you heard, and he just... It's another one of those, when, you know, when I'm traveling and I tell people that I do this grill thing, man, all of a sudden that's all they want to talk about is grilling.
Well, sure, it's popular, and there aren't a lot of people that are as passionate about it as you and I are. There are many, but they don't have anybody to talk to.
That's my point. I'm shocked at how many are passionate about it. It's becoming huge, and anyway.
You know, the one thing that he mentioned in that is worth mentioning again is reserving some of your marinade for when your cook is done and then drizzling some of that back over the top. When I say reserve it, it's not the stuff that the actual meat was in marinating.
Yeah, when you make up your marinade, take a third of it out and put it in a separate bowl.
Right.
And this stuff has a lot of bulk to it, too. You know, it's got a lot of veggies bulk with all the parsley and stuff that's chopped up in it. So it's kind of lumpy. It's not strictly a marinade, so you're going to have to save some of that solid matter, too, and then it makes for a nice presentation.
You know, the Super Bowl is all about munchies, but you may want something a little more substantial to have a little bit of throwdown at halftime. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about the perfect flank steak. This is an awesome cut of meat that nobody makes it like Barbecue Bob, and he's going to break it down for you. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill now because it's Super Bowl. And if you don't have your recipe perfected, test it today and perfect it tomorrow because you're not going to want to have the buddies over and be trying out something for the first time. So just a little tip from Jop. But I am Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, so we got a little bad news on the Bonefish Grill silent auction. Bonefish Corporate's not going to let us bring weapons into the restaurant for the auction. So,
did they get a tip on us or something?
I think Homeland Security or something. I don't know, but the vans aren't following us anymore. That's the best part.
Right.
Yeah, so thanks to Mike Thorpe, the proprietor and chef owner at the Grand Rapids Bonefish. Mike's still donating all those prizes. He simply can't get it past his legal team to let him to let us go walking in with a bunch of Henrys slung over our shoulders. I don't know what the heck's wrong with those people.
Well, I get it. But Bonefish is still a great partner, and we're going to make this thing work later in the year. Rest assured, we're going to auction off these two Henry rifles, and they're still going to be on display down at Allen Bob Sports on Division south of 28th Street. So you just have a little bit longer to go down there and check them out. But stay tuned on that one, because we're actually absolutely going to raffle those things off for GI Barbecue.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking about change of plans, we might have to make another change of plan, and we might have to distribute all this product for GI Barbecue to bases in the U.S. because a lot of the pushback I've been getting from the military is now starting to surface, and it appears that their big concern is that because they're winding down so much over there, they're not shipping anything else like that over there, and they're really trying to dissuade us. So we may have to rethink that plan and find U.S. bases to put this product in, which, you know, I guess is okay, too, if that's the best we can do, because that way it'll be somewhere we can keep an eye on it.
Well, and here's an idea. This is right off the cuff, and I'm not saying we're doing this, but a lot of these guys and gals are coming back from their tour,
and they'll finish out their service here.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be cool to have a welcome home party and throw a big barbecue? We're still serving the same people we were going to serve anyway. We're just doing it on USA soil. We're going to investigate that, guys, because this is not a bait and switch anything. We just ran into a really heavy roadblock with the military.
Well, it's been
and we're going to make this thing work.
It's been a 7-month roadblock, actually, and I think it's time to get this product in the right hands, because we just about got our money fulfillment here. So I think we're going to rethink it, and we're going to publicize it as we go along. But sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to shift gears if the plan isn't working out the way you want it to. And we've had so much participation and so much help that we want to make sure this all goes to a good cause and to the troops, which is our goal, and we're going to make sure that happens.
Which it absolutely will.
Yep.
You have our word on that, and it will be very publicized when it happens. But anyway, Bob, we've had a new sponsor come on, our friends at Snap Fitness, and you mentioned being able to fit in that plane seat a little bit better in the earlier segment, and they might have something to do with it because you've been spending some time at Snap.
I have, and I have to give my wife credit because she got me going to this boot camp thing she was doing. And that made me realize how out of shape I was when after a half hour of heavy workout, I was, you know, I had 5 gallons of sweat in my clothing.
Right.
So it, you know, we used to have a family membership at Snap, and it just made me investigate that. So I went down and talked to them, and they actually, figuring out what you and I do, they wanted to come on as sponsors. So we kind of made a joint package out of it, and we get to use their gyms, and they're also sponsoring us. So the good thing is I can feel the effect already. I was in the shower just the other day, and we had this mirror, and
is getting creepy.
Yeah, I'm looking. You know how you check yourself out in the mirror and see what's ugly and what's not.
I don't have a mirror in my shower. Fong, you got a mirror in your shower,
well,
brother?
No, right in the bathroom when I come out of it.
I wouldn't be caught dead with a mirror in my shower.
Right, exactly.
No way. No way.
It's a two-way mirror, Fonger. It's a duplex in that trailer hood. So anyway, I'm looking down, and I see something kind of hard. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
the,
it's getting creepier.
What the heck
Come
is
on,
that?
Bob.
And you know what? The fat's burning off, and I can see my core. I'm actually seeing my core.
Okay.
There's been so much fat over my core, it's just been, you know, pale white skin jiggling. And now I'm seeing.
Not gigolo,
I'm
but jiggling.
I'm actually seeing, like, yeah, my core, dude.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're excited.
I am.
Rest assured, there's no mirror in my shower.
I did want to scare you with the walking out and seeing something hard, though. That was...
Okay.
So, anyway, Snap Fit. Here's the Snap Fit Minute for this week. And this comes to us from a lovely lady at one of the Snap Fitnesses. I can't find her name, but doesn't matter. So here's her suggestion. Grilling kebabs because they're a healthy choice and you get a variety of lean proteins and assortment of nutrient-dense veggies. Okay? Jop and I are all over kebabs. We do them.
All outdoor parties should have kebabs.
Every
so
event,
easy to serve.
Thanks to Charlie Jabor.
Yeah.
Okay. And to lose your gut, Incorporate kebabs into your weekly menu in this exercise challenge. When you put kebabs on the grill, do a 30 to 60 second plank. You ever do a plank?
Flank or plank?
Okay. A plank is where you get on your elbows and your tiptoes and you just make yourself firm. You make yourself into a plank.
I see.
And you stay there for as long as you can. So she's saying do a 30 to 60 second plank and then you get up and rotate your shish kebab and do another plank. So you're planking in between your turn and your shish kebabs.
Okay.
Planking is really good. When I said my core's starting to get tough again. We started doing planks a couple months ago before we even did the boot camp because the Inmans at church, you know, they're big on planking and they're like total fit. And so
I want to get that body. You're so far out of my league, Bob.
I want to get that body back. Hey, we're going to head to, you know, the pool's going to be open in like 3 months.
Yep.
So
I don't have one of those in my backyard
either.
I don't
want the big gut anymore.
No mirror in the shower, no pool in the backyard.
Okay.
So let's talk about flank steak while you're planking.
Mr. Producer, is he not the ultimate Segway guy? We should buy him a Segway to ride around town in.
I tell you, his use of euphemisms are just off through the roof today. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So anyway, Bob, and it, with all seriousness, yeah. You do make a pretty dang good flank steak. We served some up at Houghton Lake when we were up tip uptown, and you want to talk about the seagulls coming out of the air.
Yeah,
there were people coming from
fishy.
Everywhere.
So I ordered one just last week when I was in California. This client of mine took me to his country club. Really nice. Yes.
Only the guys that have done planks are allowed
to
go to the
private,
country club.
Very private, and as well as enjoying this beautiful cabs. So I ordered the flank steak or the plank steak,
right.
And it came. They grilled it to perfection. I mean, I don't know what they did for seasoning, but I was totally in love with it, and the wine helped. But it was they had about a 3 or 4 inch swath of it grilled. And they took it and wrapped it kind of like a blanket around this beautiful stack of this awesome rice with a bunch of veggies and onions. And you commented on the picture I put.
Yeah, right.
So they wrapped it around. And, you know, talking about a presentation, there's a way to take a small piece of meat, inexpensive meat, put it around something, and sell it to a guy for $35.
Right. Would only been 25, but the wine that came with it.
It was
a happy meal.
No,
is what that was.
No, they comped us on all the wine because this guy I was with is like one of the founders. So
very cool.
Yes, yeah. So
well, if you get comped wine, you must be a man. So it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a man, 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 a man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue from Saranac, Michigan. And women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Absolutely,
that's
baby.
A rerun from a few weeks ago, but it's perfect for Super Bowl.
Absolutely it is. I talked to Tony from Vicky's Pasty on the way here today, and he's doing well, and he wanted to know if what we were doing for Super Bowl and if we wanted any pasties. And I said,
not a bad idea.
There you go. And we can grill us up some of those as well.
We'll be sleeping by halftime if all this food.
Yeah, you're going to lock the door and leave me out on the deck grilling. I can smell it coming, but that's okay. I'll be happy and you'll be hungry.
Yeah, so don't forget to go to gibbq.com and help us finish off this load wherever we ship this equipment, stateside or war side. And like our page on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com. And there's all sorts of recipes on there. It's actually a blog. You can ask questions. You can poke me and Jop and drop a load on there and just see if there's something you want to ask us or bug us about. And by all means, do hit us up.
Thanks for listening. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, enjoy the game, be safe about it, and we'll talk with you next week.